overcome. Storms rock the ship. Sometimes the waves toss and turn. There have been times we get weary. We didn't know which way to turn, but we kept our hands on the wheel, and we won't let go till we hear Him say, "Peace be still." Oh yes, the battle's won. This is how we overcome. Our trials, tribulation, we have already come. We've climbed up some mountains, we've forged through valleys, but He made a way when we thought there was none. We kept the faith and we kept our song. Sometimes we had to get on our knees and pray all night long. But through Jesus, we know through Jesus Christ, we always overcome. Storms may rock the ship. Sometimes the waves toss and turn. I don't know about you, but there's been some times when I got weary and I didn't know which way to turn. But I'm gonna keep my hand on the wheel, and I'm not gonna let go till I hear Him say, "Peace be still." Oh yes, the till you hear Him say, "Peace be still." Oh yes, the battle's won. We've overcome. We've won the victory. Oh yes, we have. Oh yes, the battle's won. We've all overcome. We've won the victory.
Give yourself a hand clap. Hallelujah. Nikki, is this your glass that you had last night? Okay. I just don't drink. All right. My voice is my... Listen, I love drawings. Don't you love drawings? I was sitting there going, my name. I threw my name in that basket. I threw my name in the basket. So I thought we could do it now. I saw some of Mickey's tapes sitting beside me. And I thought, I'm going to give one of hers away. I thought, is that a good idea? Where's that box? Where's that box? All right. Here we go. Woo! Nikki, I know you're happy. Yeah, hold it right there. I saw those. Here we go. This is a fabulous CD. Okay. Nikki, come up here and hand this to them. I know you're so happy to do this. And... Mickey, so here it is. Read that word. I don't know.
Elma Sanchez.
Elvis. Elva Sanchez. Are you here, Elva? Elva! Woohoo! Elva, come here. Mickey's so happy. Oh, hello, Mickey. Oh. All right. It was meant to be. It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
I'm happy to give it to you.
Wait, wait. I was going to sell my DVD. I was going to sell mine. All right.
Now, you say that now.
I can't. Okay. Stacy Corn. Oh, wait. Cornelson. Cornelson. Stacy Cornelson. I didn't want to push you too hard. Okay. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. This has been a great, great conference, hasn't it? 30 years of friendship, the Lord, and worship, and a great time together. And it's a great honor to be a part of this 30-year anniversary. I get real nostalgia when I leave people. I really do. I just want to hug, and I get I've wheezed until I've choked on the food. And as a matter of fact, this morning, Brother Mullins was sitting beside me, and I was just talking and laughing. I went, when I hit him real hard on the left arm, I went, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my word. And then I reached over and threw my fork at him. Oh, my goodness. I said, Brother Mullins, honestly, I don't have any ought against you whatsoever. Oh, and he left. Okay. Well, this may be the last time I ever come, Mickey. So it has been great to be together. And the hospitality of everyone, my hostess, Tori, has been fabulous. And then all of the guests. Services, everybody's just pampered me, and don't you love to be pampered? There's not a soul in here don't like to be pampered. And I love to be pampered. I love to be squeezed, and I love and then I like to pamper too. So it goes back and forth. So I want to give a little skit this morning. I grab people that don't even know what we're doing. And so I thought last night, I thought this would be cute. And so I'm going to do it. And so we're going to try it. Now I'm going to tell you something. I found out a long time ago, the one thing I love to do is to make people that I love laugh. And he loved to laugh. My whole family loves to laugh. So I love to see their veins popping out. My mom, we were eating a holiday meal, and my mother was laughing, and she was eating chocolate, and it got stuck, and she grabbed her throat like that, and we all three, Nancy and I and Mom, were laughing so hard. Mom goes, like that, and then we realized it was really stuck. She falls down on the floor. My sister's was a nurse. So she's trying to do that thing, you know, hitting her stomach, popping it out. And then when it finally was thrown across the room that she had swallowed, we three gals were just screaming and laughing. And my mom was laughing. She said, oh, I would have been, you put my casket, she died by chocolate. Oh, my goodness. And we're laughing till we're sick. And my dad goes, is there something wrong with this family? Is there something wrong with this family? So I love, and if you've lost the ability to laugh, you've lost one of the major ingredients to sustain your life of breathing on this terra firma. Get it back. Get it back. Get it back. Absolutely. So I'm going to do a little skit for you here. Oh, this is my first time to the ladies. This is a skit. This is not true. Okay. But anyway, this is my first time to the California Ladies Conference, and I want everybody to like me so bad. I hope I look okay. I just want them to like me. I mean, I'm so scared. There's so many of them. I heard there was almost 1,000 here last night. And, oh, here comes somebody. Ooh, hello. Hi. I'm fine.
So good to see you. Oh, my goodness.
This is my first conference here.
Well, I have the perfect thing for you.
Oh, I want to look. I want everybody. I want people. I want to fit into this group.
Well, you know what?
I want them to love me, and if there's anything that you can do that will make me fit in better, let me know.
I have the perfect idea, and I just happen to have it with me.
Okay.
And one of our speakers has this, so you're going to fit right in with them.
Okay, tell me what it is. I'll do it.
It's a scarf.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
But you have to wear it.
Oh, okay. Wear
it. You got to put it on. You got to tie it in a big bow.
Okay.
Right?
They'll love this. Everybody will love me if I do this. Okay.
Else,
good.
It's going to be perfect.
Thank you. Oh, they're going to love me here. I didn't know this was the style. Oh, my word. Oh, here comes somebody. Well, oh, sister. Oh, yes. I know who you are.
We're so happy to have you here. And you're going to have a wonderful time. Don't be nervous. Now, the scarf is nice, but better than that is a big smile.
Okay.
Just look out there because that's going to make them know that you're so friendly and smile. Oh, no, bigger than that, Donna. Bigger, bigger. There you go. Now, you're going to fit right in. You're going to be so comfortable. You're going to have a great time.
I want them to like me here so much. Oh, this is great. Hello, this is good. Oh, here comes somebody. Oh, they're going to love me here. I got my bow. I'm so happy. Oh, hello. Hey, this is my first ladies conference. Just a minute, I got dry my teeth. But I want everybody to like me here at this conference. And you see my bow. I didn't know this is style. And you can tell how happy I am.
Beautiful smile.
But if there's anything you could tell me, I want to fit in this group. If there's something I need that you might help me with, because I'm so helped.
I can.
What is it?
You really want to be loved?
I want to be
loved. You want to be loved? This is the style. You just have to wear it just like this.
Okay.
I'm going to wear mine like this tonight. Oh,
are you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh.
It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is so good. I want them to love me. I didn't know this was a poo-poo, and I'm not a poo-poo person. I guess I'm just not fitting in. I want everybody to like me. This is Sister Harding. Oh, my goodness, praise the Lord. This is my Sister Harding. Oh, I'm so excited. I heard you were going to lead praise and worship, and I want to look fashionable.
Well, the headband's great.
Are you glad?
The scarf's beautiful. Your smile, you're lovely. You're going to fit right in, but you got to get rid of those shoes.
Oh, no.
These are the kind of shoes you need to wear, girl. You got to try these on. If you wear these, everybody will love you. You'll fit right in, and you'll be as tall as me.
Okay. Well, let me try. I'm not a heel person, but I want to fit in.
This will do it. I promise.
Okay, I want to fit in. All right.
Come on, you can do it. Girl, and then. Maybe they'll have massages downstairs at the booths after church. Every foot you've got's hurting, isn't it?
Well, I'm getting a nosebleed right
here.
Now.
Come over here where they can see you.
All right.
Where they can see you. Now smile. Don't forget to smile. You got to smile. And the bow, yes. And they're a little big for you, but you know why? Your feet will swell when you're wearing them. So it'll work out. It's perfect.
Okay. Well, I want everybody to love me.
I don't want you to fall over.
Can you take me back over this area?
That's why we grow in packs.
Okay.
So everybody can help each other walk.
Well, I want to fit in. I want to fit in. And I'll stand here a while. Just let me get my balance. Okay. Love you. I'll give this back to you later. I mean,
I just want to make sure you don't fall.
I won't.
Because I love you.
I won't move. All right. Love you. I want to fit in. I'm losing my smile real quick, but oh my goodness, sister. Hello. Yes, this is Donna.
I don't even recognize you.
Well, no, I don't either right now. But more than anything in the world, you know, this is my new conference, and I want to fit in. And they said, this is the style, and this is style. And you know I hate heels, but I'm going to do anything. I'm getting a little nosebleed right now. But I'm so high.
No, listen to me.
I'm so high, but I want everybody to love me.
Well, we love you.
Why? Yeah, but
you don't need all this.
You mean these people will love me if I don't have to do this?
They will. This is California. We love you just how you are.
Are you sure?
I'm probably, take that off. Take this off. Whoa! Get out of them heel. Out. Out.
What?
Out.
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 Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
Out.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Put them flats back on.
Oh.
Now, don't you ever come to California again looking like that.
So this district
this is perfect.
Loves us just the way we
just
are.
Just the way we are. I mean, look at me. And they love me. Oh, come on.
I love you.
Love you.
Let's give one another a hand clap. We just love one another, don't we? Woo! I really wasn't able to keep my balance. I had to stay still. We have just a few more minutes to be here. We have to be out here a specific time. But I believe with all my heart the humor, and I definitely believe that when we love one another, it's just a neat thing. Talking about love, I want to tell you just a few stories. And many of you have come up to me and said, tell that story, tell this story, tell that story. And I'm going to tell a few of those. I thought, well, no, I've said it so many times here. But they said they brought guests with them, and they wanted to hear my rapture story. Well, I'll do that somewhere in the end, close to the end. But talking about humor, when my mom got the Holy Ghost, she got the dose of it. Oh, my goodness. She got laughter. She got humor. She got bright lights. It was all so fabulous. So I'm going to tell you just some funny things, and some of these you may have heard. This is just a time of laughter. A merry heart doeth good like medicine this morning. And I want to share just some funny things with my mom. I try my best when we have guests, just crazy moments in my life, when we have guests, to do everything right. I don't know. When I go to someone's home, I don't want to fall, crash, boom, bang. I don't want to break forks, and which I've done. But I went to a first-time house of someone that had invited me to speak, and they invited me to their beautiful home, and they put me in their guest quarters. And I was fixing to speak that night, and when I got out, I leaned on the shower stall. When I did, I didn't know it wasn't hooked. And so when I fell out of that tall bath shower, and I slid on the floor like a porpoise, and I let out a whoop. Woo! Whoa! Well, my leg went into the bathtub, and mother leg went in the commode, and then every leg, and I was all over, crash, boom, bang. And so then when I finally decided not to call 911 and got up, and all my backbones had busted or turned or twisted, I got up. It was so funny. This lady who didn't know me at the time, I had just met her previously. When she dropped me off at her house, I was in a healthy state. But when she picked me up, I walked out to the van like this, just. So it's another friend of mine. You see, being a friend with me is quite something else. Because you don't know what's going to happen next. Now that is the truth. All of my friends have the philosophy of look beyond my fault and see my need. Look beyond all casualty and still love. But I want to tell you a funny thing about Mick and I and Jelaine Lemkin. Well, yes. When I first became ladies president, I had a few people on my list that I wanted to be the first time speakers. So I had the opportunity myself to invite who I wanted at ladies conferences. Well, and then, or Mother's Memorial rallies. I'm going to go first. Mickey, don't let me forget because you know I'm going over 60 fast. But I'm going to mention you and Jelaine. But the first speaker I had for Mother's Memorial was Nona Freeman. And I saw her up there, and I thought, I'm going to have 5 days with Nona Freeman. Because as a young teenager, I had esteemed her, seen her out in the distance. And I thought, I get to ride with Nona Freeman for 5 days for going section to section for Mother's Memorial. So I pick her up at the airport. Now, I had a rental car. And our car, we were home missionaries, was the bomb, which I'm going to lead to another story. We had smoke that was darker than night coming out the back. And so I rented this car, and I pick up Sister Freeman. Well, I felt very awkward. Not because Sister Freeman, because of my own intimidation. So we were driving, left the airport, and I went, well, hallelujah. I mean, I'm trying to find the level, you know, trying to find where I'm here. I know she's here. And I'm on Reader's Digest, and she's already gone to the commentary section. You know what I'm saying? And I go, well, whew, we're so glad to have you. She says, I'm great to be here, Sister Donna. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know what to talk about. You know, oh, glory, hallelujah. And I thought, this is not a good idea because I don't know what to say. Do I dive in? So I pick up our secretary. And so then in our district, so Beth and I were driving through the first day we go out with her. Now, we went out with her and she sat down to eat order. And she was on a very stringent, very rigid diet. In the fact, not a diet to lose weight, but a chemicals. So she ordered cottage cheese or chow mein. And we sat there and we went, because me and Beth had talked about fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. And we went, well, we'll take the same thing. You know, we felt sort of condemned. We we'll take chow mein too. So we were eating cottage cheese, pineapple, and chow mein, you know. And then the next day, yeah, what? Mm-hmm. What she got? We'll eat too. We'll eat that. Broiled fish. Yeah, we'll do that too. Mm-hmm. So that Monday, we ate her meals. Tuesday, we ate that meals. And Beth and I looked at you and going, we've got to take her to the hotel so we can go eat. We're starving. We were eating dates and dried nuts and raisins in the car and just like, oh, we want chips, popcorn, M&M's. Why are we doing this? Distilled water. What? No, not distilled water. It tastes different than regular water. I know it does. So on Wednesday night, we dropped her off in her hotel room, and we were just standing there. She and I, Beth, had decided we had come up with a plan. Now, what I'm telling you, this Sister Freeman found out later and wheezed and laughed till she was sick. So Wednesday night, we said, Sister Freeman, well, good night. Beth and I are going to our motel room, and you got everything you need? Mm-hmm, yeah. And then I felt sort of a sense of conviction and guilt and condemnation. You know, like I said, now we're going to run real quick, which we were going to do, I'm not lying, and get some breath mints. And which we were. We went to get breath mints. But on the way to there was a Burger King. And so I said, we're going to go get some breath mints. And Sister Freeman said, no. Now, no, that's going to make me, no, because it's too late. That's going to make me worried about y'all being out this time of night. I said, no, don't worry. We're safe. We're safe. It's just some breath mints tonight. We need it tonight. And she said, no, no. And then I'm feeling bad, you know. And I go, well, what it is, oh, we're sort of hungry, just a little hungry. And so we thought, we're just going to go get down here and get a bite to eat. She said, why didn't you say something? Get in here. I brought some food with me. And we went, no, no. We don't want to take your food. No. And if you know about her, she packs bran muffins. She makes bran muffins. She took her own and bran muffins and made this Nona Freeman survival cookies. And so there are fiber that was born in every bit of grass and hay that you could ever have. And we went, no, no. Oh, we don't want to eat your stash of health food. We don't want to get in here now. Why didn't you tell me that? So we're going in there, and she walks ahead, and Beth and I go. So we sit down on those chairs. And so she's got her back to us, and I went. So here comes Beth, got the bran muffin. And I still remember her biting into that bran muffin and seeing the sawdust leave the chin. Just like. And we're going. And so we drink distilled water. Now, I will tell you this. I found this out. Distilled water with bran muffins do fill you up. I did not know that roughage really would do what this would do. I mean, we were full. So we said, thank you, Sister Freeman. And then we left. And it was just like going from a greasy Burger King Whopper with cheese down to eating bark. So we go to bed full. So the next night, we go to a little tiny church, about 20 people. And Bug, she had told us, she was trying to raise money to go to Africa for one more time. And so she that night mentioned about going to Africa one more time. After church that night, in that little tiny, tiny church of 20-some people, someone came up and gave her $1,000-some. This is over 20-some years ago. And said, this is contributing to your airfare to Africa. Well, she got in the car and she went, oh my goodness. Now, by now, we're getting more comfortable, more at ease. She said, oh, Sister Donna, Sister Beth, I just got $1,000 for our airplane ticket to Africa. She said, this is, look. And she had it in her hand. We went, Sister Freeman, she said, I can't believe it. This is the final amount I needed. And we were all elated. And by then I went, Sister Freeman, let's celebrate with the greasy hamburger. And she said, well, Donna, what have you been wanting? I said, Sister Freeman, you're killing us. You're killing us. We've eaten all your food this week. Now, I did tell her that 2 weeks later I'd lost 5 pounds that week, but. Oh, my goodness. What a great memory that I'll never, never, never forget. Never forget. Now, my memory about Mickey and Jelaine is they were the next year's speakers. I wanted Mickey and Jelaine to come. So, I thought, I want everything to be just great for them. And the district, we were on a very limited budget, so I could not get a rental car. So my car, when I picked him up, had smoke bellowing, black bellowing smoke, just out of that back car. And I don't know about you, but that's sort of embarrassing. I don't know. It may not be to you, but when you have guests come to a conference, you know, you just, you don't want to drive them up in front of the Marriott with black smoke coming out. And gallons of water for the radiator in the back. You know, it just, you know, you might be a little bit better put together than I was, but I was sort of embarrassed about it. But they're old friends. I thought, no big deal. But they had friends that come and visit from Indiana down or somewhere up north. They had bought a brand new red Lincoln Continental, brand new. And they came all the way down to be with Mickey. So we were going down Williamsburg to eat, and I said, Mickey and Jelaine was in my car. And they said, can we go follow you all to go out to eat? And I said, sure, yeah, follow us. And then when I hear this brand new red Lincoln Continental behind my car, smoke bellowing, there we're driving down, right? And Jelaine and Mickey's in the seats. And so we stop at a light, and I said, see if they're still behind us. Mickey looks back. She said, I can't even see them. The light changes. It was like a scene in a drama. Through the black smoke comes this brand new Lincoln Continental. We're beating, screaming, hollering. Well, we go into a parking lot because we're laughing so hard. I don't see that yellow thing that stops you. We're laughing so hard. We go, pow. And all of a sudden through the black smoke comes this red Continental car. Boom. To say the least, her dear friends didn't talk a lot to me. No, they were sweet. They were sweet. Well, by now we're nervous. We're on our way back home to the hotel. Well, I haven't been there but 2 years, so I didn't know any hotels near the airport because they were leaving early the next morning. So I just read in the Yellow Pages, there were prehistoric Yellow Pages days, of a hotel that takes a shuttle to the airport. So I found one, just got it over the phone. I dropped them off, not knowing that it was a red light district area. Mickey and Jelaine all night. I just dropped them off, waved them goodbye. And the shuttle will take you to the airport. They were up all night long. They propped stuff up against the door, prayed, sought God, people knocking on their door. And just, I put them in bedlam. Oh, my goodness. It was bad. It was not good. I won't tell you any more of what they saw. But anyway. But friendships, the last thing I got to tell you, Jelaine, not the last thing, I got a few more minutes here. Jelaine, I got to tell Jelaine, I took her on a Methodist Memorial trip. You see, I'm just talking about friendships because family, friends, church body of people that we love, these memories, when it's all said and done, they're going to sell everything at a yard sale that you own for a quarter. All the china you got in your china hutch, most kids are going to sell that and get quick cash. All the stuff in your garage, all the stuff that you're treasuring, oh, it'll be at the Goodwill store. They may keep a few treasures. But my mom, the other day, I walked in and she had all of these black and white pictures in front of her couch on her table. Black and white pictures. Over in this stack was her and Daddy in World War II. Holding my sister, baby, chubby baby. Over here was a group of us when we were kids. And all of this. And she was looking at all those. I said, Mom, what are you doing? Are you rearranging all this? She said, no. She said, this is all I've got left. Memories. Memories. She said, I've sold my home. I sold most everything I had. She has, we have a mother-in-law apartment. What's in here is what I own. But she said, this is what I treasure. This is what I treasure. And I, she had my dad's picture. He was a handsome, tall, red-headed man. She had him. And we sat down and she reminisced. She said, you know, your dad loved Harbor Lights during World War II. Reminisce. You see, we can work hard for a lot of things and lose out on the thing that will keep us when we get older. I don't know. I told Karen, I saw Karen. I said, Karen, life sweeps us out so much, but I love you. It's not that you don't love one another. Just world, you're the lifestyle that we live in just sweeps you out to sea that you forget to laugh and squeeze and hug, and you run in and cook and run out and fail to remember that we've got to build memories. So these little things, like with Mick and I and Jelaine, I'll treasure those till the day I lie. I've sat down and laughed and thought about that smoke, black smoke, and that red brand new Cadillac just coming through it like a screen of a drama. Jelaine, I took her, I want to tell this story real quick because there's so many memories in my brain that's funny. But I took her on a trip on Mother's Memorial, and where we stopped, we had one free night, and we stayed at a bed and breakfast that had a boat and a big lake. So I asked the man, can we take that boat out? So we had church that night. So he said, yes, yes, you know. So we get in the boat. I get in the back, and it's just narrow, narrow boat. So Jelaine's there in the middle, and so I'm back here with the little motor. So we're going in this humongous Crater Lake, Virginia. And in the distance, we see our bed and breakfast house up on the hill being long gone. We're just going through that big lake, and then we get out in the middle of this big old lake, and we're acting silly, and I go, I can make it to the shore. I can get us there. Is that Europe? We're gonna make it, or just something stupid, you know. And she went, get, sit down. We're gonna, it was like. So when I sat down, the motor went, What? The motor? I went, I said, won't start. So we're trying to get past each other. Jelaine tries to work on it. It don't work. So there's just one set of paddles. So Jelaine's in the middle. She's a little bit more athletic. So she's going. I'm sitting in the back going. The sun is beaming down with heat and we're burning. So I go, you want me to help? So then I said, let me help. I said, let me get this side. So then Jelaine, her arms are sort of hurting. You know, it is starting to get hurt up there. So I got one, and I couldn't synchronize. Like, we were going to circles and just go. She said, I'll do it. So sun setting. We got church. Finally, we see our house. At the end of the dock is a for the master there, the guy that owns the house. He's so finally we get to the top, to the dock. And he goes, what happened? I said, sir, I thought you said this motor would last. He said, it does. It lasts so many hours. He said, I can't believe it. He said, get out. Let me see. So we're getting out and poor Jelaine was burnt. Her hands, her shoulders, she just. And so when we get out, he goes back there and he said, who's sat back here? I said, I am. He said, you sit on the spark plug. You just put it back in. I went. Jelaine went. That night at church, when she was speaking, she was burnt. Well, we both were. You know, I was burnt too. But she'd go like this. Let's all lift our hands. We laughed. And I told her every night, you don't have to change messages. You know, I mean, it's different sections. You can do the same, which was, it was a powerful message. It's about Jonathan David. Powerful message. So the first night she did it, and I always ended it with one song. And so the next night, I said, I don't know what, but I woke up this morning thinking about Jonathan. I don't know what you're going to speak on tonight, but I just sort of thinking about Jonathan. Then Wednesday, I don't know, I woke up this morning. Now that's just friendship, you know what I'm saying? Can I have two more stories and I'll be done? You see, why not laugh together? I heard some of y'all in the hall last night. Oh yeah, yeah, I heard you. I heard some of y'all go up that elevator screaming and laughing and... These conferences, you don't want to miss another one. It's not just worship and the word, but it's time of seeing one another and being close to one another. You don't want to ever miss again. I'm going to tell you the rapture story. Then I got one more, and then I'm going to close it with one more thing, and then we'll be done. My mom and I, for those that have not heard this, we were on a Friday night at a camp meeting, and the evangelist spoke at the midnight hour the rapture was going to take place. It was a powerful message. We went to the altar, prayed through and cried and just got everything right. And so it was wonderful. So that night we got in the car, and Gary said, you and Mom get up front and I'll sit in the back. So he got in the back and we're driving down. We stop at an Exxon station. He's getting gas, and we're just sitting there waiting. It was about 11:30 or so, sitting to go back to the hotel. When my husband gets in the back seat of the car, and the door was still open, and he goes, I said, Mom, do you want anything here at the hotel or the filling station before we go to the hotel? And she said, no, I don't think so. I said, okay. I said, Gary, do you want anything? He said, no, I don't think so. I said, okay. And I put it in drive, and then I heard, wait. Well, I heard wait and the door closed and I just drove off. Well, I'm just driving to the hotel and going distance, and there in this little town I went through had a town square with a big clock, and we're driving straight toward the town square. And I said, is that not spooky? All the hands are pointing midnight. That's what he preached on tonight. At the midnight hour, the rapture's going to take place. That's spooky to me. Isn't that spooky to you, Mama? Ooh, I don't know. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. You know, look at that. I said, Gary, look at that. Isn't that sort of spooky to you? Look at that. Gary's gone. He's gone. I slammed on my brakes. Mom said, what are you talking about? I said, it's the rapture. It's the rapture. Gary's gone. He's gone. Mother said, no. I said, yes, he's gone. Oh, they're honking behind me. I rolled my window down and hollered, it's a rapture. It's a rapture. Go around. It's serious. Go around. I'm hollering so loud. I tell my mom, Mama, can you feel Jesus? She said, I don't feel nothing. I'm so scared. Oh, I said, Mama, he's gone. He's gone. And they're honking behind me. I said, go around. It's the rapture. We're trying to be saved after the rapture. We were delirious. I said, Mama, see if there's any clothes left. So my mom got on her knees. She said, they must go with you. They're gone. So we're screaming smack dab still in the middle of that little town. We're not moving. We're screaming. We're hollering. We're begging. Come back. We're doing everything. And Garrett, Mom said, what are we going to do? Are we going back to Portsmouth? I said, no, I'm the pastor's wife. I don't want them to know I'm lost. And then she said, well, let's go back to the campground. I said, I don't want to know who's lost there. Oh. And then it hit me. I said, Mom, oh, Gary's got all the money in the credit cards. Oh, so we turn a U-turn in a one-way street. And the reason why I know is one way of all the cars coming toward us. So in our delirium, we go down another street. And they're having a street party, just ironically. But in our delirium, Mother went, oh, the spirit, people are coming out of their houses. Don't look at them. Don't look at them. And I do a U-turn. I go over a sidewalk. I hit trash cans. We're locking doors. Don't look at nobody. She's pulling them out. Oh, geez. Oh, it's like a horror moment. Oh, just, oh, oh, we're trying to go. We go all the way back. Mom said, babe, got out of line. I said, no, Mother, we're lost. You're lost. Mom said, I can't believe it after all these years. I went to the altar. I said, I did too. Oh. So we go all the way back. And at the top of the hill, I look down and there's my husband with a cup of coffee. Just. I drive by and I roll the window down. I go, baby, why did you do that? He said, remember when I said, wait? He said, I thought I'd love to get a cup of coffee. And he said, and the woman next time had the door open looking at me. He said, I told that woman, give my wife 20 or 30 minutes and she'll think the rapture took place. Oh, my goodness. For weeks after that, if I would wake up and Gary be gone and go, Gary, where are you? Where are you? I double prayed, double fasted, double read my Bible, doubled everything for forever. I said, Lord, he said, I'm shaving in here. I have a list, and truly, I've got so many things of crazy, crazy moments. Crazy moments. You need to go downstairs and get my DVDs and CDs and crazy fun things. With Honor has all those stories on it. And then we're sold out on that one. But Max and Ethel are a couple that think they're spiritual, but in a church, but they're not. But they don't know it. But anyway, they're calamities people. But it's funny. I want to share one last story with you. It's one of my funny family stories that we tell every holiday. You've got those, don't you? We got some that said, tell that story again. Tell that story. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do that other, but we'll see. I'm just looking at Mickey. We've got eye contact here. But this story is our family funny story that we love. It's in the classics of our family. My dad was a World War II veteran, and the thing that he prized the most was his new car. If you know anything about a man that buys a car, the first one that spills anything in it, scratches it, or does anything in it, is near close to death as they could ever breathe. Well, my dad was that way with his cars. The first one that did anything was something else. Well, my brother, and this Christmas, at this Christmas time, my dad, we're all older. My sister was still alive with her children. My brother was there with his family. We're all older now. When we're sitting around, all the toys are open at Christmas. The kids are back there playing. And just the siblings and mom and dad are sitting there, and the in-laws sitting all around there. And my dad said, I know what would be funny. Tell us something you all did as teenagers you've never told us. Now, we were all in our 40s, 30s, and I still knew mom could take me down. And I went, I said, my, there's a lot of repentance since then. I mean, we were repented a lot since then. And when it hit us, one story we never told mom and dad. And all three of us looked at each other and said, we've got the story we've never told you and mom. And this is when we told it. My brother had just got his driver's permit and my dad had just got a brand new car. And he had begged Daddy, Daddy, please, please let Donna take me somewhere and let me drive it, please, please. And that Sunday afternoon, finally, my dad said, okay, Donna, go to the state park and let Danny drive around the state park. And then you come home, y'all go to church. So we did. So I drive all the way to Tom Bigby State Park in Tupelo and Little Country Roads, no traffic. And he's driving real slow, the wind to his hand out the window, and this big Cadillac, and he's driving, and not Cadillac, a Buick, and he's just driving, and finally I said, Danny, we got to go home. When he backs up, pow! Oh! both of us step out, and my brother goes, oh, I'm dead! We're dead! And I look back, and the whole back of the trunk is V'd. They had cut down a trunk of a tree and left the trunk. I said, oh my goodness. Oh, we are so, my dad was a Marine sergeant. Then in the World War II, he wasn't then, but he was, his persona was still that. I went, oh, Danny, we got to go to Nancy. That's the oldest and he loves her more than us. Oh my goodness. So we drove to Nancy's car, and we drove to their house on Sunday afternoon, and we ran in there. Nancy, come out quick. You got to help us. You got to help us, Daddy. You got to help us. She comes out, looks at that, and she went, ow! I don't even know who you are. Get out of here. She said, you're on your own. I'm not even talking to Dad. So we drive home. We're crying. We're bawling. I'm begging God. Just, oh, Jesus, please help us. So when we get home, it's time to go to church. And mom has her car. And when we go in, we say, is Daddy here? No, he's not feeling well. He's laying down. Oh, okay. So we get mom's car to go to church. Well, mom thought revival had happened to me and Danny. Our bodies were like used over the altar. We were crying, begging, pleading. Mom thought revival had come to her son when he was just praying for life to breathe another day. You know, it was... had nothing to do with nothing but just deliverance. You know what I mean? Deliver us. So I said to Danny, we'll tell Daddy when we get home. We'll tell him when we get home. So when we got home, Dad was still in bed. I said, well, and so what are we going to do? Tell him in the morning. We'll tell him in the morning. Because Daddy always had breakfast with Mother. So that morning, I heard Daddy get up with those hardwood floors and creaking. And Daddy always goes out and gets the newspaper. So we heard, and Danny, we wait till he opens the door to get the newspaper. We jump out and face one another. I said, okay, let's go. We stepped out, going walking down the hall like a last death march of life. And we're both walking when all of a sudden we hear Dad's car and he just drives off. Oh, we are so dead now. Oh, if Dad knows it happened yesterday. Last night, oh, we And all day, it felt like we were swimming in gel, just in dread, total dread. So we're setting the table at 5, and my dad, regimentedly, we had to eat together as a family every night. So at 5 o'clock, he drives in, and 5:30, we're sitting down to eat. So we're standing there. We hear the car drive up that driveway. He gets in there, and we hear that door close. I said, oh, Danny. And we hear him coming, and that door, front door opens. Pow! He said, Jeannie, my mom, I am so mad at me and Danny just facing Daddy, just standing right facing. Kids, get over there. Let me talk to your mother. I said, Dad, what were he said, I just a moment. I'll talk to you in a minute. Jeannie, I am so mad. I barely backed up at work. And the whole back of my truck is busted. I barely tapped something. The whole back is run. These cheap cars, you call off state. I'm so mad. I'm taking it back to the dealer. I am so this. Wow. And they both started walking down the hall, went to their bedroom, shut the door. And I looked at my brother and I said, if there's a God in heaven, he's delivered us, Danny. He's delivered us. When I told my dad that he was 66 years old, that now white hair, he put his head back. And he screamed. He said, I knew I didn't do that. Oh! That was our last Christmas together. He died a few months later, unexpectedly. But I can still see that gray-headed, white-headed, veins popping out all over. Laughter. So this year and forever, treasure every moment. Hug as much as you can. Say I love you to a friend or to your family or to your church family. And don't ever regret not loving enough. Lord bless you and I love you. Lord bless you.